This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. For the second straight day, we are live from the Quest Center in Omaha, where the state high school championships are taking place. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and of course our producer-engineer Derek Stenson. A reminder that the phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and fire them off to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, all the talk right now in the world of sports is Tiger Woods. We'll touch on that in a second. We'll be talking to Tom McCann, the head wrestling coach at Kearney High, in a moment. Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island and Tyler Herman from Amherst scheduled to join us. They're all sitting pretty darn good after day one here at the state wrestling tournament. But before we talk with Coach McCann, Tony, just an initial thought here. I know we're going to get some emails from the folks out there about Tiger Woods' comments today. I go to the Dent Popper inbox right off the bat here. Here is what Fast Willie says. Is the robot done talking yet? I think if he gets water on him, and he may spark and short circuit.
Yeah, everything looks pretty rehearsed and done by a public relations company. And was it heartfelt? The deal's kind of between him and his wife at this point. He said yesterday, does he really need to apologize to us, Doug? I don't think he does. Apparently, there's
people out there. I don't think he did.
Well, I don't think he did really either. I think now he's into Buddhism and...
Well, yeah, you want to make fun of that. And he will be made fun of a lot of. Here's the one thing I want to say, the overlying story about the whole deal. Different than Kobe, different than other, Hugh Grant, different than other people that are used to being in the spotlight. Tiger's always in the spotlight, but not because it's because people put cameras on him. He's not out there joking around with people all the time. This is new for him. You know, when President Obama wanted him to speak, you know, he's not a great public speaker. And so the first thing today you noticed is it's going to be scripted because he's not an off-the-cuff guy. And it's always been scripted in his life, and that kind of, I guess, went into what has happened to his downfall here. Everything's been scripted. He didn't want it to be scripted, and that's kind of what got him in trouble.
That's maybe what's making it look worse than it actually is. I'm sure the guy's trying as hard as Tiger can try. You're right, though. He's not on the Jim Rome show yucking it up like Steve Elk. I mean, he's not a Steve Elkin in personality. He's not whacking deer out of his window and telling funny stories. That's just not his thing. And so I think right now when you're put in a position which people want to think it's heartfelt and want to think it's coming from you, maybe you don't because you never saw that heartfelt side of him, and maybe you're right on that.
So fire your Dent Popper inbox email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And at the end, he's making no promises about when he's coming back to golf. In fact, the actual golf issue was not talked about very much at all. He says, it's between the family. He's going back to rehab tomorrow. He's been in rehab for 45 days, he said. So, say what you want. That's the Tiger Woods saga. And we'll get to that more when we get, because I know we're going to get some emails on this on the Doug and Daddy Show. But we are at the state wrestling tournament, and that means a lot of good things are going on for area kids. And joining us here live in Omaha is Kearney High wrestling coach Tom McCann. And, Coach, day one, we talked last night on the wrap-up show that you're sitting in second place, and you bring all these kids through into the semifinals, yet you're still chasing Grand Island, and we'll get to that in a minute about tonight's semis. But I have to ask you a question because we've already seen this morning with Class B and C going on. And you at Kearney High, the kids, we've talked about it for years, how successful you've been in the wrestle background. I'm seeing a lot of kids that lost in the quarters last night just getting dominated here this morning. Talk about the mentality of a kid that can get that first win maybe this morning and keep the momentum going all day long.
Well, this round's stay in it to win it type of thing. If you lose, you're out. So these kids are pretty much in there wrestling for their season to continue, and if they lose the second time, they know they're out. So these matches can be some of your more lively matches with some real fierce competition. And as a coach, you just want your wrestlers to go out and wrestle with that in mind and keep their season alive. You have to win your last match to stay alive. So we've got some kids going today, seven. I think we have three going the first round, and hopefully we'll have seven going the second round. But in the Russellbacks, you know, that's where tournaments are made. So we know that we've got some tough competition stacked up against us in the Russellbacks this morning. And we just hope that our guys are ready.
Tom, 7 out of your 14 make the semifinals. Normally I think you'd be doing cartwheels and be at the head of the Class A standings. Well, this year you find yourself behind the Grand Island, who had 10 people advance to the semifinals, and you knew it would be an uphill battle. You knew some things were going to have to happen. Some upsets were going to take place yesterday. That didn't happen. Probably right where you thought, though, in the team race at least.
Well, there's no question about it. Grand Island probably has one of the top three or four teams that have ever been assembled in Class A. They've been dominant all year. They were dominant last year, setting the scoring record. They had most of those kids back. And, you know, none of the other teams are really in there taking any chunks out of their armor. And we had a shot twice, and we didn't get it done. So tonight in the semis, we have we face off with them three times. And I feel that we can win all three of those matches. And, of course, their guys feel they can win it. So hopefully we can come out and do well tonight. But we're worried about every point. We let one match get away from us last night that we should have won. And those are the ones that haunt you as a coach. You wonder, what could we have done different? And, you know, I look here. You guys have got a view. You're pretty far away up here, way up in this crow's nest. But we're right there on the edge of the mat, real close, and we still can't see sometimes why things happen. So, you know, it's sometimes being close, you still can't figure it out.
The match he's talking about is the Dremel match, which you're ahead by 4 or 5 points right down to the end, 3 points right down to the end, and then all of a sudden all hell broke loose, for lack of a better term.
Well, yeah, that's one we should have won, but yeah, we had a couple others in there we should have won, I felt, too. You get a kid in a position and you can't seal the deal, and you let him get away, and those are the ones that as a coach you really want to see. We didn't have anybody last night really win a match as a major upset. And those are the ones as a coach that you feel, hey, this is a turning point. This is kind of turning things in our favor, and Grand Island kind of motored through last night unscathed, so to speak, and you know, we need some help, but we just know that if we can get some good performances this morning, and we know we're looking at the competition, we've got an uphill battle in some of those weight classes, so we need a spark somewhere out of a Russellback guys. Tournaments are won by teams and not really three or four guys. In a Class A, you need about 10, 12 guys in their place in some place.
Tom McCann with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center of the State Wrestling Tournament in Omaha. Very rarely is there a lot of media attention paid to matches on Thursday, because the good matchups or the storylines happen on Friday night in the semifinals, but that wasn't the case last night for your young freshman Hunter Bamford, because the draw he had was against history. Brittany Taylor was the first girl to ever make the state finals last year, where she was the runner-up. There's a little attention. He's a freshman. She's a senior. He went out and took care of business. But how was things before the match? Did you have to have a discussion with him, or is he pretty solid for a freshman?
Well, you know, I asked Hunter. I said, hey, Hunter, have you ever wrestled a girl before? And he said, no. I said, well, I have. I said, I've competed against a girl one time. And, you know, I said, hey, I'll tell you what, they'll come out and they'll rip your head off if you're not ready for it. So, you know, forget the gender factor. Go out and get after it. And if you get a bar arm going on her, I said, don't let up. You know, use it. And he used it quite effectively in Tech Falder. So, you know, at the beginning, though, she got in on him and almost had a couple takedowns. And, hey, she's a good competitor. She's a good wrestler. That's why she was state runner-up last year. But we got a tough one tonight in the semis against the Grand Island wrestler, and we beat him twice this year, and both were very close. So, you know, hopefully he has some of that fire left to go tonight.
One thing, you know, we always talk about, Tom, when I look at the team race, you always talk about those young kids jump-starting you. Your first four kids go out and win in advance, and that had to give you a little bit of a spark, carry over a little bit.
Well, our lightweights have been really setting the tone for our team all year, and we've got some good ones in there, and hopefully they can do that tonight for us.
Well, Tom, we'll let you get back down there and get those kids finished up weighing in and get ready for this afternoon. And 14 kids, all still alive, obviously, and let's see how many we can get through to through tonight.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Tom McCann joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center in Omaha in the State High School Wrestling Tournament. Again, all the semifinal rounds tonight at 6 o'clock will be on Classic Hits 98.9, and Bill Lentz and Mike Fleshman will be among those joining me for the coverage tonight. And, Tony, I think that's interesting. I asked Coach McCann last night about this. Three of the first four semifinals are going to be Kearney and Grand Island, where Kearney has four kids going right away. You got Hunter Bamford against Trey Trujillo at 103. You've got Andrew Smith against Andrew Reedy at 119. And you got Zach Reese against Blake Fruchtel at 125 pounds. And this will be a case where you look at the records and you go, well, they're even records, or, oh, the record's better or worse. Remember, I've always been under the assumption, and this is why when you see a Scut kid with maybe a couple of losses, throw out anything that didn't take place in the state of Nebraska. And a lot of these Grand Island kids, if they have lost, it's come out of state at the Clash or at the Rockies tournament in Colorado. And so most of these kids, you got to kind of look at the rankings, and that'll tell you where they're at. And I think we could see some very interesting matchups there. Reedy's going to have the advantage over Smith. Reese and Fruchtel, that could be interesting. And I think Hunter Bamford has a little bit of an advantage over Trey Trujillo. Both are freshmen.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do that, Doug, Hunter Bamford's the only lost kid from Kansas. So let's throw that loss out. He'd be undefeated in the state of Nebraska. So I know there were some people in the wrestling community really doubted yesterday about Brittany Taylor and maybe what he was up against. And, well, people just thought if she was somehow able to take him down, that she can stall and use some tactics that people aren't normally really appreciative of in this wrestling community, that maybe she could do some damage. But once he took her down, that match was over pretty early in that one.
And again, if you're a wrestling fan, you know what we're talking about and following. If you're not, you won't, and you never will, as far as individuals. But I just want to say this is my thought about Brittany Taylor. She will come back this afternoon in the WrestleBacks. I don't care. What she had to go through, people don't like her personality, people don't like Omaha, people don't like, you know, all the negativity about her. She didn't throw anything, she didn't kick any trash cans, she didn't get any team points deducted, she walked off the mat, she shook hands last night, and she left the arena without any fanfare. There weren't a lot of people following her and wanting to get her comments. But to make it to the state finals in Class A, ever, male or female, is an accomplishment, and with everything that she has had to put up with, it seems like even with her tough exterior, you gotta be. When you're a groundbreaker, you're breaking ground. It's not easy. They don't get out of the way for you, and so no matter what happens, she's going to be forever the first gal that made the state finals at the state of Nebraska, and one of four females that were wrestling in the state tournament this week. So we'll see how that all plays out. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We expect to have a couple more of the area coaches joining us here in the next hour. We've got a lot of other sports to talk about as well, so we'll be right back.
State wrestling coverage from Omaha continues on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio with an update from Doug Duda. Brought to you by...
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you stop. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Advantage Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
It's time now for another state wrestling update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from the Quest Center in Omaha. Classes B and C are into the second round consolation wrestlebacks. Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic has been eliminated, but Matt Klingensmith and Scott Mattson are winners. Mattson, who was unbeaten coming into state, was actually behind 8-2 before winning his match by a pin. Some other second round wrestleback results here. Connor Strong of Aurora is a winner. 119 in Class C, James DeLeon of Wood River has been eliminated. At Class C, 112, Jesse Hayes of Southern Valley, Jordan Westcoat of Wood River has been eliminated. At 103 pounds in Class B, Todd Lothrop of Northwest is out of the state tournament. And at Class C, 103 Seth Smeeder of Ward, Molly Glure of Southern Valley winners, Riley Northrup of St. Paul has been eliminated. Team scores as of this time, we can tell you that in Class B, Mitchell has the lead with 55.5 points, Syracuse second with 55, Madison 52, Central City 50, they're in fourth, Wood River is seventh, Hastings St. Cecilia is tied for 10th, Kearney Catholic is 16th. Class B team race, Omaha Scud has 65.5, Boys Town 55, Aurora is fourth with 39.5, and Adams Central is sixth with 36. We'll have more next hour from the State Wrestling Tournament. I'm Doug Duda.
More wrestling updates on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation through the finals.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday from the state tournament. And Daddy, it's not all wrestling. Basketball going on as well. Last night, a lot of girls district finals and sub-district finals, and that sets up the district finals, which will be next Thursday in Class C. And, well, I guess it's all next week on the 26th. So let's take a look at what's going on with some of the matchups. St. Cecilia beat Adams Central last night. They're going to play Milford coming up at Aurora. That's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off. These games are all next Friday, the 26th. Friday the 26th. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Boone Central, which is Albion. That game is in Central City at 7 o'clock 1 week from tonight. Ord and Lutheran High Northeast going to play at Neely Oakdale. And Kearney Catholic and Hershey will play at Cozad. That's a good thing, Tony. It's a lot closer.
Yeah,
because if Shadron somehow wins, we're going to at least Ogallala.
Yeah, and that's just been a real hassle in the past.
Let's move on to C2, teams that are qualified from the area. Blue Hill and Cambridge, they're going to play at Minden High School at 7 o'clock, and also Superior and Aquinas going to play at York in a C2 action involving area teams. Again, because of weather earlier this week, not all of the district finals are set for opponents because they're still playing tonight. In Class D1, Silver Lake going to take on Osceola. That game is going to be at Grand Island Northwest. Silver Lake unbeaten. Again, that's a 7 o'clock tip-off. And Kennesaw, who won in overtime last night, will play Ansley. And that game next Friday, but the site has not been finalized as of yet. And finally, in D2, Pleasanton will take on Chambers, and they're going to play that game at Burwell High School next Friday night at 7 o'clock, while SEM will take on Hitchcock County. That is at Southern Valley High School at 7 o'clock. All City Sacred Heart will play Lawrence Nelson in Beatrice in D2 action, and that will be at 7:30. So, Tony, I don't think there were any major upsets last night.
No, it looks like the cream is rising to the top. That's what you like to see this time of year. Obviously, you want the best eight teams down at the state tournament, and as long as you don't have any of those rope-a-dope deals our friend Terry Warner pulled a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, whatever makes you feel better. Yeah, we're right now just taking a look at the wild card standings this morning. Kearney High setting third in Class A. Their districts get underway in Hastings on Tuesday. In Class B, it doesn't look like anybody from the area is going to be able to rely on a wild card. Lexington's pretty far down there. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic third, Southern Valley fourth, and although Southern Valley lost last night, looks like they're going to have a real good shot to get in on a wild card, setting in that number four spot. Hastings St. Cecilia is sitting in the ninth spot, so that's not quite as good. They'll probably have to win to get in. Class C2, Sandy Creek, who just unbelievably was upset in the first round of the sub-district, still has a glimmer of hope. They set fifth in the wild card standings. And, Tony, they'd have to practice all this week, all next week, and then the next week, I mean, without playing
again. Sit and wonder what all these other teams are going to do. Yeah, it's a tough situation when you have absolutely zero control over your own destiny.
Silver Lake, who's going to be a big favorite in their game with Osceola, is still unbeaten, and they have clinched a state berth because they are number one in the wild card points. And in D2, it gets kind of interesting. Pleasanton is setting in the number six spot, and Chambers is going to be favored in that ball game. Pleasanton's going to need a lot of help if they are beaten to get in on a wild card, despite currently setting at 19-3 on the year.
Now my favorite girls team now becomes Hayes Springs out of the area. So boys and girls, Hayes Springs, I'm cheering for them.
All right, there you go. Husker baseball season starts today at Fresno State. Daddy, what's your thoughts?
Well, you got to hope the pitching is so much improved over a year ago, and I think it will be, especially from the depth standpoint. They released a roster this morning, the first roster. We've asked our friend Seamus for the media guy to be released. They had not printed those yet because he said we haven't had a set roster yet. So they got the roster out and the kids on it. But we'll have to see. I think the starting pitching becomes so critical. And if Hopman's going to go or if Yost's going to go, whoever, those guys have got to get into the fifth and sixth, seventh innings. And if the Fresno State starts knocking the ball around in the second, third innings, it just creeps some doubt. They've got to get off to a fairly decent start and get some confidence rolling, and that's critical for any team, any team starting the season, I think.
You can fire off your comments on Tiger Woods or anything else sports-related to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. UNK is on the road this weekend at Regis and Metro. Hastings College heads up to the Corn Palace in Mitchell for their final regular season games coming up on Saturday. Hastings Wrestling heads to the NAIA qualifier this weekend. The Huskers have their final regular season duel at Iowa State coming up this weekend. UNK is off until the RMAC Championships next weekend as well. Softball for UNK called off. Last check, Hastings was on the road with their baseball team out to Colorado and trying to get some sports in. Tri-City Storm hockey team is home tonight and on the road tomorrow. We'll bring Derek in, our Storm expert. Hey, Derek, what's the look like for the Storm this week?
Should be pretty good. They're kind of on a roll. So, they've been winning some games lately. They're just over that 500 mark, fighting for one of those last playoff spots in their division. So, come on out. They've been playing some good hockey lately.
What do you think about the matchup tonight?
Should be pretty good. They've been playing good, and they got to hit the road again several times here over the next couple of days. They hit the road tomorrow night, but tonight Green Bay in town. Tomorrow they head to Des Moines. Then next weekend they're at home again both nights for Chicago. They haven't had that double. They haven't had the Friday Saturday two nights at home since all the way back in January 29th and 30th. So they've been playing kind of one game at home, one game on the road. But tonight they've got Chicago at home. Check that, Green Bay at home, then Des Moines on the road tomorrow. Chicago at home next weekend.
Green Bay still leading the league?
They are. They overtook Omaha about a week ago, and they've kind of kept that pace there. So they're a pretty good team.
All right. Well, you know what we should do? We should give away tickets to tonight's game for Tri-City Storm Hockey.
That's a great idea,
What
Doug.
Do you think about that? Let's do that. Caller number 5 at 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Caller 5 can join us at the Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight. Let's give away a family four-pack, Derek, and we'll take a break. Caller 5 is going to hockey tonight. We'll be back with more from the State Wrestling Tournament on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
It's all about UNK Athletics, Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy.
Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly, during the Doug and Daddy Show, on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some light snow and flurry activity lingering as well, with additional accumulation staying confined to a coating with high temperatures near 30, north winds stay at 5 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 25.
We are back here in Omaha at the Quest Center. Daddy A lot of things going on in the world of sports, but I know you're fired up because look out, what's going on this weekend?
Well, Bassmaster Classic, Doug. You start off with
Bassmaster. I turned you up there.
Bassmaster Classic going on from Lay Lake in Birmingham, Louisiana, or Birmingham, Alabama. Excuse me. Look at the leaderboard right now. In with a five fish limit, Billy McCaughrin, 14 pounds, 13 ounces.
Now, anybody on this leaderboard is supposed to be there. You know a few of these guys.
Well, Kevin Van Dam, KVD, would be the big fisherman. Ski Reese would probably be the two names. Mike Iaconelli's got
they're not on the
city
list.
Limits.
Kevin Van Dam is. Those other guys aren't on the list.
Third place right now, Kevin Van Dam at 13 pounds, 10 ounces. Takahiran Omari, Japanese angler, 14 pounds, 12 ounces.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about it. Greg Swindell is in eighth, I think is the name of bass fishermen out there that follow it. Notables, Skeet Reese only got 5 pounds, 3 ounces. Mike Iaconelli, 6 pounds, 10 ounces.
So are they done for the day?
No, this is just an updated blog going on constantly. But when they get to five fish limit, obviously those guys are done. So these other guys might have started later or something. Swindell has just added a pound to his total in seventh place. See, they're updating this live, all going on, you know. That was updated about 4 hours ago.
So what, they got somebody in everybody's boat weighing the fish?
Yeah, they've got cameramen around all these boats. It's a high class operation.
And Daddy, if they can't,
we have this women's curling update. The United States and Russia are scoreless at the end of two frames, innings. Going on at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Danny, I want to tell you this. Last night, after we finished up the wrap-up show, got out of here. It was between 10:30 and 11. Had it on ESPN Radio here in Omaha. And I've never heard this before. And there's some sports that we don't do play-by-play of. I don't know what the heck those are. But I know men's figure skating is we don't do that. And last night they were doing play-by-play of the huge men's long form of figure skating. And the American Johnny Weir was going when I was driving out of here. And I got all the way to the motel, and his program just ended.
That had to be painful.
Did you watch it while you were tucked away in your room?
It was on. It was on while I was eating last night. Could not believe it was on.
You're just jealous. You ever ice skated?
No, I never have.
Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach at Amherst High School.
He's an ice skater.
Have you ever ice skated?
No.
No, they didn't have any of that in Greeley or Clark's or any place?
Oh, they probably did. I just wasn't brave enough to try it, I guess, or I killed myself.
I figured wrestlers would make good hockey players.
Yeah, you know, we're tougher than hockey players, though. Yeah.
Get cross-checked by a wrestler and get after it. Well, Tyler is joining us here. The classes A and D will get underway here in a little bit, about 12:30, with their second-round consolation wrestlebacks. And Tyler, a great start, winning the first 11 matches yesterday. And then when you got 11 kids into the quarters, I know you're looking for some big things. And I think I visibly saw a couple frowns yesterday. You get four in, and if you just say, "Hey, yeah, we got four in the semifinals," That's a big thing, but I know you guys were hoping for more out of the quarters. So going 4-7 of the quarters, had some tough matchups, there's no doubt about it. Now that you've had a night to sleep on it just a little bit, what's the approach going into the day?
Well, these guys coming back in the wrestleback, consolation rounds for us, need to do well. And looking at our draws even in the wrestlebacks, it doesn't get any easier. You know, it's just you're better off winning those quarterfinal matches, punching your ticket, you know, guaranteed a state medal. Like you said, we lost a lot of close ones last night in the quarters, and we got to come back today and get kids in the, you know, tonight's consolation rounds and then punch them through and get them on that medal podium. That's going to be a lot of points right there. And if we're going to win this thing, that's where it's going to be. It's going to be those guys coming back into consolations. We have 8 of them today, so we're going to have to come out firing right away. You know, we got our heavyweight in that round one and everybody else in that second round consolation. And we have to get it rolling. You know, last night we seemed to lose a match or two in the quarters, and it kind of domino affected like it did about 2 years ago. So, you know, those guys are going to be huge for us this afternoon.
Tyler, was there a point total you guys were looking at going into yesterday thinking, hey, if we get out of the first day with X number of points, we're sitting in pretty good shape. You end up with 65.
Not really. I don't pay much attention to the points until it's all said and done. You know, last night after the quarters is the first time I actually looked at the points. I didn't even hear what the points were after the first round. You know, I didn't care. I knew that if we put guys into the semis like we needed to, you know, we'd take care of business as far as that goes. And there was really one match, our 35-pounder Devin Shockey. I thought we should have won that match, got beat 2-0. You know, other than that, we were really underdogs in all the other matches we lost. We lost some close ones, but really, you know, if you look at it on paper, we weren't expected to win those matches. Obviously, we wanted to win those matches, but weren't expected to. But I was hoping for five or six in the semis. We got four. You know, Howells has four. Oakland Craig has four. Plainview's got four. And you guys know as well as anybody, winning those semifinal matches, that's a lot of points right there. That's 11 just for a win. So our four guys in the semis, they're going to have to score us the points too.
Tyler Herman, the head coach of the Amherst Wrestling Squad, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think one of the surprises yesterday is I think Palmer kind of wrestled themselves out of a chance at the team race, and Plainview wrestled themselves in, and no bigger match than at the end of the day in the heavyweight, where Jack Wardeen was upset in the quarterfinals last night by the Plainview wrestler, and maybe changed some things up in the team race there. Are you comfortable with the margin you have right now? Do you worry about, I know you don't worry, but is 25 points...
Yeah.
Pretty darn good, or
no? That's not enough.
You need 125.
Not if you're me. Yeah, we need 125 point lead, and then I'd be okay. But 25 points, that's still pretty narrow. Like I said, that semifinal round, that's where you score a lot of your points. You see teams with 40 points, and then if they have a good semifinal round, they're up at 100 or above 100. That's where you score the majority of them. So there's no reason for us to be comfortable at all right now. We got a lot of big matches. Like I said, those kids in the wrestlebacks, we have to get it done today, and maybe we'll feel a little bit better, but. You know, I won't be comfortable until this thing's all done on Saturday.
How are the kids this morning? Do we have any sickness, any injury, any weight problems that we have to worry about?
No, you know, just a few kids banged up. You know, our 25-pounder, and you guys knew that last week at districts, he's banged up with a, you know, ankle. But other than that, I think the kids are all right. Everybody made weight this morning, and hopefully we're ready to wrestle. We're going to have to be here in about an hour or two, so.
Doug, you brought up the Wardeen match last night. Ends with a caution in the last 5 seconds, the double caution. Another poor call.
35.
Well, another poor call. But why would you make that call, Tyler?
Yeah, you know, I was wondering the same thing. You know, it's a heavyweight match. There's not much action in the first place. And it's not like the Plainview kid was doing so much that he's making the Palmer kid look bad. Neither kid was really doing anything. And the Palmer kid got a warning for stalling in the second period, and then he hit that double warning in the third, but it's hard to do. I don't like the double stalling call myself, especially the heavyweight match where, you know, neither guy's really doing a whole lot there pushing and hand fighting and things like that, but it's hard to see a kid lose a match like that. You know, maybe he wasn't doing much in the second period, and that's why he hit him in the third. I didn't see the whole match. I saw the third period. But two great wrestlers like that, you hate to see it like that. You'd rather have a kid get a takedown overtime or something. But that's how it goes. It's a state tournament. And if you don't want the ref to have a hand in it, you just better take care of business yourself.
Well, last year the same thing happened with the match with Schaaf that everybody anticipated. It was another terrible call. So you get one taken away kind of deal.
Yep. You know, last year with him tugging on to singlet and getting the state championship, because I'll guarantee you Wardeen didn't want to win a state title like that. But, you know, that's how it goes. There's rules, and like I said before, you just got to take care of business and win matches with takedowns and reversals and things like that, and not let it come down to a referee's decision. But that's how it happens down here. You got tight matches, and sometimes, you know, the ref will dictate the winner.
Tyler, the four in the semifinals, you mentioned that the ones you lost yesterday were underdogs. Are these guys favorites or underdogs?
Who's that? Our four. Okay, our four semifinalists. Well,
can I say 2-2? Would I be right?
Yes, correct. We're two favorites in two of the matches, and we're underdogs in two of them. So, based on paper, based on your rankings, I guess you could say 19 and 52. But 19, we're number one ranked, and we got number four. 52, we're one, and we got number three. So it's not like it's that big of a gap where we're a top ranked kid wrestling a kid that's not even in the rankings or something. You know, at 12, we got top-ranked defending state champ, Soulful from Howes, who hasn't been beat yet in his high school career as a sophomore. And then at 140, we got Brown from Oakland Craig, who has been in the ratings all year. Tough wrestler, got runner-up in that tough D2 district. So we got some tough matches. Whether we're favored or not, doesn't matter down here. You guys know that. You've been here long enough. You get to the semifinals, some crazy things happen, and you got to come out wrestling hard.
Any of those four rematches from this season? Tyler?
52 was a rematch from last year's state semifinals with Brokaw. Never wrestled a kid from Howells at 12, haven't wrestled a kid at 19, and haven't wrestled a kid at 40. So we got three of the four kids we've never actually seen. We don't even go to the same tournaments as these guys, so you know, the only rematch is 152. And other than that, you know, that's it. Got some new opponents.
Well, I just like to say that those rankings are about as damn accurate as any rankings I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I tell you what, my old rating sure took a hit yesterday. Some of those top guys, you know, Glouse going down, Wardeen going down, Eklund from Franda, 140, going down first round.
Well,
but
you can't factor in the officiating. That's tough to do, buddy.
Yeah, we won't talk about the officiating. You know, you can't do anything about that. You just have to go out and wrestle, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, obviously that Nordhuis kid from Greeley, the best official here.
Absolutely, one of my former coaches. So I hope I'd like to have him every match. That'd be all right.
Tyler, does it get any easier? I mean, we brought it up maybe last year, the year before, being a young coach. Does it get easier? Are you getting into a groove here, or is it still the same nerve-wracking experience every Thursday?
I think I get more nervous every year. Last year I threw up on Wednesday night. This year I didn't throw up at least, so that's a little bit better.
How many energy drinks do you get down your body when you're here?
Usually one a day. Rockstar Punch. Those are my favorite. Start the morning with one of those, and I'm good to go. But it's tough. You know what? I've learned as a coach, now this is my sixth year at Amherst, and you're not going to have a perfect state tournament. Even in 06 when we won the state title, there was a few matches that I've just disgusted about, and you know, a few matches that ripped my heart out, and that's how it is. You have a bunch of kids down here, you're going to have some great matches, things that just make you proud as heck, but then you're going to have some matches that just rip your heart out, some losses you shouldn't have, and you know, that's how it goes. That's wrestling.
Well, we'll let you get back down there and get ready for the consolations. The good news is you get to wait quite a while before Brett gets out there, and then you're going to get busy. So,
yep.
Tyler, best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach of the Amherst Broncos. They're leading D after the first day by 25 points over Plainview. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Danny Show. Mike Shadwinkle, the head wrestling coach at Grand Island Senior High, is going to slide in and join us. In fact, we might not even take a break. Derek, who is the winner of our hockey tickets today?
We gave some away to Kevin from Kearney. He's got a four-pack to tonight's game.
Domination for Kevin from Kearney. We're going to check the Dent Popper inbox here in a moment as well and talk about what else is going on in the world of sports. Let's go ahead and take that break, and we'll be back to talk with Grand Island Coach Mike Shadwinkle on the Doug and Daddy Show State Wrestling Tournament right after this.
Let's face it, shopping isn't on your list of favorite activities. But when you're getting great style at a great price, it's a little less like getting a root canal and a little more like getting tickets to the playoffs. This week at the JCPenney Get It All Sale, get Levi's jeans that look perfect at a more than perfect price. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going.
Now through Saturday, get Levi's 514 Slim Straight and 505 Regular Fit for just $32.99 and Levi's 511 Slim Fit for just $36.99. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live Thoroughbred Racing returns to Bonner Park today and Saturday. Catch the fun and excitement of opening day at the races. Free admission, free parking, free grandstand seating. Post time, 2 p.m. today, 1:30 p.m. Saturday. Sunday racing begins March 7th. Bonner Park, Grand Island.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some light snow and flurry activity lingering as well, with additional accumulation staying confined to a coating with high temperatures near 30, north wind stay at 5 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 25.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center here day two. Action kind of quiet right now. They're through the second round of consolations. B and C wrapping up here, and we're getting ready for A and D, so there's a little bit of a break right now. Please be joined right now by the leader in Class A, Coach Shadwinkle. Coach, could you have had a better day yesterday?
Well, I think any time you're wrestling in a tournament like this, you can always find some things that could have gone a little bit better. But, yeah, we had a good, strong first day, and, things did go very well for us. You know, we had brought 14 wrestlers in. We only lost one first-round match, and then we took, of those 13, pushed 10 into the semifinals. So it was a good day for us and a good start to the state tournament.
I asked Tyler Herman this. Was there a point total that you guys knew you were going to be pretty strong down here? Or I think it would have been a monumental upset for you guys to go home without a trophy of some size. I think you knew that coming down here. But was there a point total maybe you had in your mind, 100 or 120?
You know, not necessarily. I mean, I know that this is a huge stretch, our kids just want to go and have an amazing weekend. We wanted to try to beat our team record scoring that we did last year, 252.5. We'd love to set the all-class record if that's possible. But, you know, really, you know, we can set those goals and set those big numbers out there. But, you know, really it comes down to our kids just really coming in focused and every single one of them performing as well as they can in every opportunity they get.
Well, you mentioned 10 go on to the semifinals. The kids that didn't, were you disappointed in anybody that maybe didn't wrestle? Or a couple matches were real close, I guess. And probably won a couple that were really close, too.
Yeah, we got a little bit banged up at 152, and Billy Leach kind of, you know, we're hoping he's going to be okay to come battle back today, but, you know, kind of got beat up and got some injuries there, and we're hoping he can battle through. But that was a tough one to lose because we had a really good draw having Rimpley and Perkins on the opposite side. And so we were really looking at that one as a potential finals matchup with whoever wins that match with Rimpley and Perkins. But so that one hurts us a little bit, and it's a little bit disappointing. But, you know, the one at 140 with Mike Bolin, he got a full Nelson called. It was facing away from me, so I couldn't see it. But, you know, just kind of an odd situation. You know, Mike's a good wrestler, and that's not something that he would do or normally does. But, you know, things happen, and so, and then that tied the match at one in the third period. And then Bridgeford escaped late in the match with about 15 seconds left or so, and then went up 2-1, and then we just weren't able to get a takedown to win that one.
Well, that's tough because Michael dominated the first match 16-1 and looked to be headed for better things, and to lose a tough one like that,
that one's a little disappointing, you know. And Mike's a returning state medalist, and he knows how to battle through this tournament, and we fully well expect him to come back strong today. But you know, it's a tough loss because we were really hoping to get that one.
You know, Doug was joking earlier that last night when you had so many wrestlers going in that quarterfinal round, there were three of your guys going at one time. And it's great to have good assistance to take care of that, but you were just kind of a mess down there.
Yeah, we've had this the last couple of years, you know, and you know, my biggest complaint is on the NSAA for not allowing us to have more than three coaches on the floor. You know, we need to go through the proper chain of command and try to get that rule changed. But I think that's something that I'm going to be working on in the off season. It's just not fair when there's four potential mats to be wrestling on and you only have three coaches down there. It's just that it's not right. You could potentially have four kids wrestling at one time and one of them not have a coach there.
Okay, you look at the semifinals tonight of the 10 matches. Is it fair to say you're a pretty good favorite in seven or eight of those?
Yeah, I feel like we've beaten probably, I don't know what it is, six or seven of those opponents that we have in the semi. So, you know, we're the favorite in several of them. And, you know, there's some ones that we're not the favorites in, too. And we've got to come out and be ready to go and have a great round tonight to you know, to really make a push to win this thing. We've got to have a great semifinal round.
Well, it looked like the separation clearly between you and Kearney. Kearney probably chasing you for that second place trophy, but should be a great finish here. Going into tomorrow, I think you guys will have an insurmountable lead probably then. Is that the way you kind of see it?
Well, you know, it's if we take care of business tonight, I think that may very well be the case. But, you know, if we don't have a very good round here, you know, and obviously we match up with Kearney at three weight classes at 103, 119, and 125. If, you know, if we can't take it, you know, one or two of those matches, you know, that's going to give them a huge boost. If we're getting three of our kids dumped and they take all three of them from us, then, you know, it could tighten up a lot more than it is right now.
Explain to me, I heard you guys were nationally ranked in wrestling. Is there any explanation? Obviously you've got a great team. Best team in Nebraska, undoubtedly, with what you were able to do in Colorado and Flatwater and all that. But talk about the national ranking and how that comes about.
Well, this all started last year when we had a team, Billings Skyview Montana High School, came down to the Flatwater Fracas. And there's a guy named Bob Prusay who's out in Ohio, and he researches high school wrestling all over the country. And he puts together a top 40 team ranking for amateur wrestling news. And when we beat Billings Skyview, who at that time was ranked 30th or 32nd in the country, we kind of put ourselves on the map. And then, you know, of course, going to the Clash and going to the top of the Rockies and wrestling in some of those out-of-state tournaments, you know, and when we went to the Clash you know, scored 20 points on Apple Valley and were able to, you know, hang in a couple of those close duels with two kids out of our lineup, I think it gave us some legitimacy in a national ranking, you know, and then going out and winning the tournament in Colorado over, you know, teams like Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and Ponderosa, Colorado, teams that are, you know, perennial teams that are in those rankings, you know, in and out here and there, but they're always in the running and they're always winning their state championships. And, you know, to beat those kind of teams, that's kind of what it takes to get in those national rankings. And so, you know, while it's just a, you know, a ranking
mythical,
and it's just something
yeah.
on a piece of paper, it's nice to be nationally ranked, and it's a nice, you know, it's a nice honor to receive.
That's something you guys look forward to doing again and continue doing
we're,
in the future?
Yeah, we've already committed to going back to the Clash in Minnesota next year. We're hoping maybe to go back to, if we don't go back to the tournament in Colorado, we might try to look south and maybe try to find a big two-day deal in Kansas or Oklahoma or something like that to help keep our schedule at the top level. But, yeah, we think that those are great experiences for our kids. And, you know, even though we take some tough losses and we wrestle some fantastic competition, that it really prepares our kids for this.
Coach Shadwinkel, Grand Island Islanders, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, best of luck tonight in the semifinals, and look forward to pushing through several kids into the finals tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on and covering wrestling, guys.
Hey, we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, no, we're not going anywhere. We're going to give you an update on the Bassmaster Classic here in just a minute, because I got an email here from my friend Lumpy and Bertrand. He wants to know who his favorite fisherman, Byron Velvick, the Bachelor, where he stands at the Bassmaster Classic right now. I don't think he's got a fish yet, Lumpy, so calm down. Hey, best of luck, Coach. But right now, the leaderboard has been moving some. Jeff Kreit is in fourth place. It's upgraded to 12-2. Greg Swindell remains in eighth place, upgraded to 9-10. So the quality of fish is not all that great.
Hey, Daddy, you mentioned earlier that once they get five fish, they're kind of done. But they can stay on the water and try to catch bigger ones and cull them out, can't they?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think Billy McCogren at 14-13 is done for the day, and Takahiro Amayura is 14-12 done for the day, I think, and Kevin Van Dam 13-10. I think those guys are done.
So five fish and that's it, huh?
So maybe I may have to check into that, but nonetheless, that's what's going on at the Bassmaster Classic. Those three guys still remain at the top of the leaderboard. Obviously, today also something going on in central Nebraska. You're looking for something to do. Got a pretty good snowfall right now in Omaha, but hopefully in central Nebraska the weather will be decent enough to get Fauner Park and our friend Steve Anderson, race track announcer over there, off to a good start today. Looking forward to a great set of races, and I think if nothing else, just looking at the card put together and assembled in the Omaha World Herald today, that it looks like the amount of horses, the number of horses, are certainly up. Excuse me, you're still going to see some of those 4-furlong races that a lot of people aren't accustomed to, but you've got 8, 10, 10 head, 10 head, 7 head, 9 head, so you got some horses out there to wager on. So if you're looking for something to do and you're looking for somewhere to hide out this afternoon from the weather, head over to Fauner Park and check out the races today, and look forward to that. Derek obviously mentioned the hockey tonight, and the wrestling going on here. A&D just getting ready to start their consolation rounds. Like we said, Grand Island, only one wrestler will be going in this initial consolation round, where Kearney will have three of them going in this first round. They will come back with four wrestlers. Nebraska baseball, mentioned a little bit earlier, 4-game set with Fresno. And that's kind of what's going on. The Olympics continue on. Derek, you got an Olympic leaderboard to clue us in on what's going on today at the Whistler and Cypress Mountain venue?
Let me see if I can grab that back here. I'll check it. Let me check here.
Well, I'll tell you what, while he does that, folks, let's talk about, you know, it's cold and cruddy here, but you know what makes Daddy always feel better? Food. And Troutman's not only has great steak, they've got seafood for Lent, restaurant quality, and individually packaged like Orange Ruffy, mahi-mahi. Daddy, you want to say anything about mahi-mahi? You like the mahi-mahi?
Same as Dorado, and it's yummy.
Salmon fillets, tilapia, yellowfin tuna, halibut, Canadian walleye, swordfish, I know you'll love that, raw and cooked shrimp, mussels as well. And so with it being Lent, they've got the seafood, and if you don't have to worry about it being Lent, then who doesn't love a USDA-certified beef steak, Angus steak? It's always aged at least 30 days for the maximum the taste, plus fresh roasts and sausages. And don't forget the Green Mountain Grills, folks. If you need something to put it on, maybe you're already starting to get your tax refund. How about a Green Mountain Grill to get you ready for spring? And, of course, have the very best on it. Whether it's seafood, whether it's steak, whether it's just some bacon and snack sticks, maybe you need a big old ham, maybe you need some prime rib to get ready for the weekend's activities and enjoy a great meal. You'll always have a great meal when it starts at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, right on Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Daddy, outside of state wrestling, what's the one thing you're really looking forward to this week?
I think the start of Fauner Park and seeing how the crowd's going to be out there.
Yeah, Fauner Park, again, lots of action going on over the next couple of days, and sometimes they don't run very far, but they always run for the fun at Fauner Park, and we're looking forward to that. We'll have updates on our entire networks of stations, and so that's coming up as well. They're starting the warm-up period here for classes A and D. I've got at this time, Tony, let's take a look at the wrestling. That's why we're here. Let's go ahead and update the folks on some results, and we'll have updates throughout the day. But kind of working our way backwards from the upper weight classes at 189 pounds. Let's start in Class B. Daniel Sanford of Minden is a winner. He will advance on. Tanner Hawks of Kennesaw Shelton, a winner, 4-0. He moves on, but his teammate Traven Cleveland of Kennesaw Shelton eliminated by a score of 10-2. Isaac Olson of Adams Central eliminated 5-0. Class B, 152 pounds. Jack Rafferty of Minden, he's a winner, so he moves on 8-4. These kids that win will be back tonight in the third round wrestlebacks at 6 o'clock. If they can get one more win, then they're into the medal round tomorrow morning. Class B, 145 pounds. Tin Trong of Hastings has been eliminated by Penn, so all of the Hastings High wrestlers are out. All the Donovan Trumbull wrestlers, all the Gibbon wrestlers have been eliminated at the end of this round. Andrew McDonald of Aurora has been eliminated 6-4. Matt Barker of Hastings is out. He lost 3-1 at 140 pounds. Dallin Johnston of Holdridge has been eliminated. Rolando Gonzalez of Lexington eliminated. All the Lexington kids are now out of the tournament. Couple more that we may not have told you about so far. Let's slide down to Class B, 125 pounds. Richard Hinnegis of Holdridge has been eliminated in overtime, 4-2. So that's what's going on there, and we have finished up our Class B now. Let's look at 215 pounds. Josh Powell of Kennesaw Shelton wins a close one, 4-3, but Jake Meyer of Adams Central has been eliminated, 7-0, so he won his first match yesterday and lost the next two. And a Class B heavyweight, no one was still alive. Omaha Scott has the lead with 67.5 points. Boys Town second with 56. This is as close as it's been in years at this stage. Skyler is third with 47.5. Aurora is fourth with 40.5. Auburn fifth with 40. Adams Central has 36 points, and that puts them in seventh place. Taking a look at Class C, their team scores right now. Mitchell, 62. Madison and Syracuse tied for second at 59. Central City, 54, and just 8 points out of first place. Wood River is fifth with 46. Hastings St. Cecilia is 10th. Sergeant Burwell, 11th. St. Paul, 14th. And Kearney Catholic is tied for 15th. At heavyweight in Class C, we take a look at Chad Hartman of Gibbon. He's been eliminated, but Aaron Roberson of Wood River, a winner at heavyweight. At 215, Ben Conan of St. Cecilia got hurt, and he had to forfeit out. Matt Costello of St. Paul has been eliminated. Class C, 189 pounds. Jonathan Mucco of Ravenna, the only Blue Jay, wins twice this morning, so he is still alive. Tyson Sutton of Central City, also a winner. 171 pounds. Jonathan Martin of Wood River advances on. There's going to be a lot of kids wrestling tonight. Don't forget all tonight's matches starting at 6 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, including Jeremiah Starosky of Central Catholic. He was a winner by a score of 3-0. Cameron Lenhart of Central City eliminated. 152 Class C, Jared Pukacher of Central Catholic has been eliminated. At 145 pounds, Chance Cosgriff won once this morning, but then lost to Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic. At 140 pounds, Scott Matson of Kearney Catholic is a winner over Taylor Premer of Red Cloud Blue Hill. Jacob Brown of Central City has been eliminated. Drew Peterson of Central City, a winner. Alex Deponic of St. Paul defeats Alex Spitek of Wood River 11-2. Justin Melia of Ord has been eliminated as well. And so Zach Small moving on for St. Cecilia. I think that kind of catches you up. And these kids are all big, strong. The horses are big, strong. Tiger's big, strong. He didn't do it illegally. How'd he do it, Daddy?
Well, he was taking Charger because he's over 30 now. Just like all of us, you've got to start taking something to replenish your testosterone level. You feel like you're physically over the hill, like age is catching up with you. Complete Nutrition has got the solution. Charger is the name of it. Charger's safe, effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels. That's exactly right. Back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most popular, most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Take Charger. Charger, I feel better already.
Did you say extending?
I did say extending.
It's a Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Mike Shadwinkle as we get on out of here. Derek, anything else you need us to do?
Nope, I don't think so. You guys covered it all there.
Are you gonna be okay this week and everything okay?
I'm going to be okay. I've been having some technical issues with the computer on this side. It doesn't want to keep up with me. And you know me. It's not hard to keep up with me. I mean, I'm not that smart. So computer's really pissing me off here.
What are you going to be watching in the Olympics this week? Is it all hockey or do you look at something else?
There were some fantastic hockey games on yesterday. The U.S. getting a win. Russia losing to Slovakia. But I'll probably be following mostly hockey as long as the curling matches get done in time.
All right, let's get that close going, and we are out of here. Don't forget, tonight, live coverage of the state semifinals and wrestleback rounds, and a ton of kids there. Kearney, Grand Island, Amherst, Central City, Adams Central, wherever you're from, small, big, we've got the action for you. I'll be joined by former Kearney High assistant Mike Fleshman and Bill Lentz, as he's got a look now that he's in David City, a good eye there. Also on the web, kkpr.com. Even if you don't have a kid from our area, we're going to do our best to keep you up to date on all the big matches, so just tune in to 98.9 or kkpr.com. We want to thank Tom McCann of Kearney High, Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island, Tyler Herman from Amherst for joining us on the show today.
And I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday, 42 years old, Doug Misek.
Happy birthday to Doug.
Happy birthday
to Doug.
You think
he's out of bed yet?
Oh, I think so.
And you're going to be gone a few days next week. You're going down to the Bassmaster. You're all fired up?
Yeah, I took Charger. I got to go to a workout facility and do some sit-ups.
Well, folks, have a great weekend, and don't forget coverage of the state wrestling meet all weekend. Best of luck to the basketball teams this weekend. We've got boys basketball, Kearney High, Lincoln High tonight on ESPN 1460, and Adams Central basketball, Hastings High and Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. For the Big Daddy, I'm Doug Dudas, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Turn right now.
I don't know what I did without my GPS.
Turn left ahead.
I just follow the instructions, and it takes me where I want to go.
Continue straight.
Now I can do my taxes the same way with TurboTax. It has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step through my return. It even double checks along the way, which helps get me right to my maximum refund. Guaranteed.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Be part of Catch a Boat, where one lucky angler will land a brand new boat. Every day you play is another chance to win a Sylvan Explorer fishing boat with an Evinrude motor. And on your first cast of each day, you have a chance to win one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and old, void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3-1-10. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.